Now let me ask you and ask myself. This is the purpose that Allah created you and I for, is to worship. How much of this life that Allah has given you have you spent worshipping your master? How much of this life? Let's say you live 60 years. This life that Allah gave you of 60 years, how much of this life did you actually spend worshipping your Lord? Let us look at this example. Let me break it down for you. Let's say you live hypothetically for 60 years. The first 15 years of your life, I will say disregard. The first 15 years of your life, I will say disregard, because you know, for the first 15 years of life, you and I didn't even know what our purpose in life was. What did we do as children? The only thing that we did and children do is play. You wake up in the morning looking for your toys, your cars, your dolls, whatever it may be. You spend the day playing with your toys, your bikes, or whatever the toys that you have. And at night, you play with your toys, balke. You would take your teddy bears or your dolls or your cars, whatever, with you to sleep. That is the only thing that occupied our minds as children. So forget the worship for the first 15 years of life. So out of 60 years of life, take away 15. How many years have you got left? 45. 45 years left out of 60. Now the average guy works 8 hours a day. Average guy will work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. 8 hours a day is a third of a day. You have 24 hours in a day. 8 hours is a third of a day. So you spend a third of the day working for your dunya. For your dunya. So you can survive in this dunya. For a good life in this dunya, you and I work for 8 hours a day, an average guy. So it's 8 hours a day, it's a third of a day, a third of a week, a third of a year, a third of your life. You were working for the dunya. A third of your life, you had 45 left. A third of 45 is 15. 45 minus 15. You are left with how many years? 30 years. From 60, you've got down to 30. The average guy sleeps 8 hours a day. Every day, 7 days a week. Again, simple maths. 8 hours a day, it's a third of a day, a third of a week, a third of a year, a third of your life you spend sleeping, resting. Again, a third was 15 years. So you had 30 left. Take away 15. You're left with 15 years. You started from 60, you have 15 left. Now, you work for 8 hours a day, but you leave your home to get to work. It takes time. Every single day when you finish work and you clock out, it takes time to return. So take away an hour a day for that, you're left with 14. Every single day you will eat. 3 meals a day, your breakfast, your lunch, and your supper. Take away an hour for that, you're left with 13. Every single day you're on your mobile phone, social media, the internet. Take away time for that, Every single day when you come back home, you put on the TV. Maybe watch a movie or two. Football, whatever it may be, sports. Take away some time for that. Every single day you'll socialize with your wife, your children, family members, mother, father, neighbors. Take away time for that. Every now and then you'll go down to some restaurant with your family to eat. Nawabs, Mumtaz, take away time for that. Some of you enjoy your sports, the gym. Some of you visit the gym every single day. Take away time for that. Take away time away from your football. Let me ask you, my young friend, how much of life do you have left? Nothing. Nothing. And you know what? That's more or less every single one of us, except the one who Allah guides. This is the way we're living our life. 60 years of life, and it all came to an end, and you didn't even acknowledge Allah, and Allah placed you on this dunya one and one reason only, and that is that you worship Him. And you can say what you like to Him on the Day of Judgment. Do you think you're going to get away with it? Never in a million years. Ya Allah.